It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, here we go. Builder Supply Outlet is your sponsor and is also your patron. They're giving a $50 gift card. Trailer prices every day. Check out the Edge, your state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, now also open in Orland Park. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. Rips us off for that. Checking in at...
number five.
Bill O'Reilly seems to be walking back his comments this morning about Democratic Representative Maxine Waters.
Mm-hmm.
During an appearance on Fox and Friends, O'Reilly said he couldn't respond to the Congresswoman's recent speech against President Trump because he was distracted.
Now, I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
If we have a picture of James, it's the same.
It's the same one.
No,
right.
And
he's not using it anymore.
I've got to defend her on that.
You guys are all wrong about this.
I have to defend her on that. You can't go after a woman's looks. I think she's very attractive.
But I didn't say she wasn't attractive.
Her
I love James Brown. But it's the same hair James Brown, are the godfather of soul, had.
So he had girl hair.
Whatever it is, I just couldn't get by it.
Yeah, he since apologized.
I have his apology right here.
Okay.
Fox and Friends. Wow, that is something. A statement directly from Mr. O'Reilly, just released. As I have said many times, I respect Congresswoman Maxine Waters for being sincere in her beliefs. I said that again today on Fox and Friends, calling her old school. Unfortunately, I also made a jest about her hair, which was dumb. I apologize.
It was dumb. I wonder if the apology is accepted.
I have learned one thing, if I
What's
may
that?
Just say, over my years. Apparently, I've had more than I thought I was ever going to have.
Okay.
Don't ever make fun of a woman's hair. Ever.
Or when you're debating an issue, talk about her looks. Which the president has also been known to do.
Honestly, I think guys are more sensitive about their hair.
What?
Yeah.
What? I'm quoting.
Don't say anything about Rose hair, by the way.
You're quoting the Dalai Lama.
I'm actually quoting Mel Gibson. What? What?
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, that was from his.
What?
That was from his phone calls. All right. Actually, guys are sensitive about their lack of hair. To be, if you want to be, you know, or thinning thereof. That's,
right.
Yeah.
So they're offended by their other hair on their head.
Sure. Yeah. But you rarely hear in a political debate someone like Bill O'Reilly go after someone
for
in a mean-spirited way about their baldness and not the issues. But
oh, man. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Sean Spicer at one of his most quotable moments today during the daily press briefing. Final question of the day from April Ryan of American Urban Radio Networks. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was the one that the president called out and said, "Do you know the Black Caucus? Go ahead, call him if you want to make it. You want to make a day with the Black Caucus? Call him. You must know him."
Of course, she does.
Spicer was offended by the suggestion that Trump administration has an image problem.
2.5 months in, you got this Yates story today. You got other things going on. You got Russia. You got wiretapping. You got
no. We don't have that. You. I don't.
On Capitol Hill.
No. I get it. But you keep. I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever that there is no connection. You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person. I appreciate your agenda here. But the reality is. Oh no! Hold on. No. At some point, report the facts.
It was a classic moment.
There's more.
Russian salad dressing.
The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so I'm sorry that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but
I'm trying to
okay, but understand this, that at some point, the facts are what they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
It seems like you're hell-bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays, because at the end of the day, let me answer. But you know what? You're asking me a question, and I'm going to answer it, which is the president. I'm sorry. Please stop shaking your head again. But at some point, the reality is that this president continues to reach out to individuals who have supported him, who didn't support him, Republicans, Democrats, to try to bring the country together and move forward on an agenda that's going to help every American. That's it, plain and simple. So if you're asking what we're doing, I think we continue to do it.
All I could hear was, please stop shaking your head.
I didn't like that either.
I couldn't even hear anything else because I couldn't get past that.
Sean Spicer has stepped up to that podium a number of times in the 67 days that he's had the opportunity to be the White House press secretary and stand at that podium. And he has regularly said things that days later he had to either pull back or were completely corrected by the facts. That is unfortunate. When he gets up there and he starts to make these arguments about there's nothing to the Russia, you cannot take him or the president's Twitter account at their word. These things are going to be investigated. It does sit out there. Some of it is political. There's no question about it. But fighting against every piece of it and saying it's all political, when he stood there and he defended Michael Flynn for a week and a half before Michael Flynn got fired.
He said he didn't know that he had lied about that and that sanctions were discussed. He took him at his word, and okay, that may be true. But we even had Mike Rogers on today on this very show, the former House Intelligence Committee chair, saying that, yes, this is worthy. Russian involvement in the election, Russian meddling in American politics is worthy of an investigation, and everyone should take politics out of this and understand that this is something worthy of getting to the bottom of.
Okay, right. That's all he has to say.
That's not what we hear.
That's all he has to say. And we stand by the investigation. We believe we'll be fully exonerated at the end.
What is Russian dressing?
Isn't that French?
It's kind of, sort of.
Combined?
It's also for sandwiches, not salads.
Yeah, it's nice, though. It's a nice dressing.
Oh, on your corned beef, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. They should serve Russian dressing tomorrow at the White House. Press briefing. And I think that would be very, very funny. Ruben. And the president should come out. Ruben's anyone? Ruben.
It's good on a Ruben?
Yeah, that is a Ruben. All right. Stand by. We've got the Atlanta Podomatic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Top 5-5 continues at
number 3.
2 years after the controversy over her racial identity cost Rachel Dolezal her career and created a national debate, she says she still identifies as an African-American, but with a distinction. She was in a firestorm. Remember this about racial identity in 2015 after local reporters investigating her background got in touch with her parents who said, hey, she's not black. She's posing.
Why say that you are, in fact, a member of the African-American community? I think that's the disconnect people still have.
Well, I don't identify as African-American. I identify as black. So I am part of the Pan-African diaspora. And I definitely feel like in America, even though race is a social construct, and we've acknowledged this in academia and in science, there still is a line drawn in the sand. There still are sides. Politically, there's a black side and a white side, and I stand unapologetically on the black side.
Okay.
Hold on. It took her 2 years to figure out that explanation.
Oh, well, the pan-racial diaspora is my favorite.
There's a lot to get into.
Theoretically, if you would like to know the truth, every single one of us is part of the pan-racial, pan-African diaspora. I'm sorry, pan-African diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
We are all a part of that, theoretically, because the first hominids, the first, you know, like Lucy and other little, like, animals that eventually, I know some people don't believe this, they also believe the Earth is flat, but evolutionarily speaking, the first were found, the first, you know, species related to us were found in Africa. So technically we're all African.
We're all family.
Yeah. So that we're all part of the pan-African diaspora.
But
so,
again,
yes.
Why didn't she say this 2 years ago?
I don't know. Because she's, I think, the truth be told, I think that, and I think there's, I don't think I'm alone in this. A lot of people think she might be, you know what I mean? You hear me?
She certainly started an interesting debate on race. She believes that it's not biological, that it's your experience.
Well, it's also
what you identify with.
Right. But I think a lot of African-Americans would say it's how you're perceived, too. It's like, you know, when she's getting pulled over, is she black? And when she says to the officer, really, hey, why are you pulling me over? I'm black.
She says
officer,
she says that, though. She says, I've been someone who's had white privilege in my life, and now I identify as black. She's not saying my entire experience has been black or I truly understand racism.
Yeah. I'm so confused now. Am I a brunette or a blonde? Who do I identify with?
Well, it's because you're blonde, you're confused.
Number two.
13-year-old Cub reporter is getting a lot of credit for posing an insightful question to South Carolina's basketball coach over the weekend. Max Bonstetter of Sports Illustrated's Kids veered from the usual questions typically asked during post-game news conferences and asked Coach Frank Martin.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Your team clearly won the defensive battle tonight. When you coach and teach your team defense, what's more important, technique or attitude?
First of all, a lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question. I've been doing this a long time, and that's the first time anyone's ever asked me that. That's a heck of a question. Attitude comes first. We got to have guys that are going to believe in our mission. They're going to believe in what we want to do. Once they believe, then we can teach them the technique.
What a cool experience for that little kid to get that.
What a cool question. He's right.
And really, he is right. He wasn't just saying, trying to give him confidence or anything. He was spot on. Great question.
I applaud that kid. I applaud that coach. And by the way, congratulations to him.
Sure.
South Carolina, talk about your bracket busters. Who had that?
Who had Oregon, too, but yeah.
And the kid asked maybe the most intimidating coach in all of college basketball.
Right.
Yeah, you can hear that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's an intense man.
He's like Quinville Times Ditka.
That is
divided by Belichick.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's super hard to do. But that kid's got a great future right there if he wants to continue.
Good on him.
Yeah, it is.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
Last night, Dancing with the Stars, Charo.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us some Charo.
Well, she's known to be a dancer. You kind of thought she'd do well.
Coochie. Reacted to the judges' critiques, but had specific advice for Bruno Tamioli.
They were very good tonight, except that I didn't know what the hell Bruno was talking about. He had a terrible accent.
You didn't know what
that... Don't worry, my darling, nor do I.
Bruno, you got to go to school. Your English sucks.
Oh!
Ooh. Hate to see what happens when she gets kicked off. That's going to be a moment. That feels like
that's coming around the corner, doesn't it?
It does feel close.
Yes.
Yes. David Ross still in it, and
yes.
Mr. T probably not so long to be in it, but yes, still there.
Yeah. And it was bad news for, you know, what's his face from Saturday Night Live, Chris Kattan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of, you know.
We didn't think that was going to last very long there either. Yeah.
He had a good run.
He's got an attitude. But that kid should ask him about attitude or technique because he lacks one and has completely the other.
Absolutely true.
All right. Do you know what it's time for?
We
close this thing up.
The top five at five.